Rich Duffy, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. We've just had the draw for the semi-finals of the Isuzu FA Vars, and it's Newport Pagnell Town at home. What's your assessment of the draw?
No, obviously, first thing is it's a home draw, so delighted with that. But we know we're up against probably, you know, the holders and probably joint favourites by the looks of the odds with Ascot. So we know we're up against it. We'll be outsiders for it for sure. But listen, we're at home. We've got a good record at home, and once it comes along, we look forward to it, and hopefully we can put on another show.
Just looking out on social media after the draw was made, all the Congleton supporters are buzzing to be home, like yourself, because you've only lost once at home this season. Fortress Cleric Stadium is probably what people would be calling the ground. So that must be very vital for your chances of success.
I think it helps, yeah, for sure. It doesn't guarantee you anything. You've seen Ascot go away on Saturday and come away with a victory. So just being at home, it's an advantage to the home team because there's no travelling involved. You've got your own fans. But listen, it's going to be a real tough match. They won it last year for a reason. You know, they don't give many goals away. They score lots of goals in the league as well. It's going to be really tough, you know. So, but listen, if you offer me a home draw, I won't too bother to who we play, to be honest, because as you say, the travelling and everything else that goes with going away from home, we haven't got to go through that. So, great.
And I guess because it used to be a two-legged semi-final, now it's gone down to one, that must make it even better for you. As you say, you don't have to travel. Or would you have preferred to have also then gone and tested yourselves at Newport and made it a bit more of an interesting afternoon, knowing that you had to not only win on the day, but win aggregate score as well?
Yeah, I think when you come to a semi-final, then yeah, I think it's only fair that it should be a two-legged game, if I'm totally honest. I think since COVID come along, they've scrapped that. I'm not sure why they haven't returned to that. There's no reason not to. It's not quite fair because now we've got a semi-final, a one-off game where to reach Wembley, you know, there's an away team there that hasn't got home advantage. So, but listen, we knew that before the draw. It was what it was. And we just let you ones at our home. But yeah, it would have been great to go do all home and away and test yourselves over two legs against a really good team.
Just how big of a part will your supporters play on the day? We saw how fantastic they were on Saturday against what you called before the game the favourites to win the competition.
Yeah, as I say, without them, then you know it becomes even tougher because you know Bury brought quite a few fans with them as well, and you know both sets of fans put a show on them, you know, how to behave themselves properly. And listen, I'm not sure how many Newport bring with them, but you know, no doubt we'll fill the park out with our fans anyway. And hopefully they will get right behind us again from the start. And let's hope we can give them something to shout about because they deserve it. They deserve to get where we've got to in the competition. Some proper loyal fans there that follow us home and away, and we even away from home we have some great following. So no doubt it'll be another sellout, and yeah, we'll be looking forward to it once it comes around.
How much pressure is there going to be on Newport because of the holders, and how much can your lads use that to your advantage on the day?
I'm not sure about how much pressure's on them. Listen, the pressure might be on us. We're the home team, you know, so we have to deal with the expectation of our home fans and the expectation that comes with, you know, our home record of people expecting us just to turn up and win. And we know it's not quite as easy as that. You know, we graft away at home. We know the pitch, we know the ground and how it works and everything else. And listen, it'll be a really tough game. They'll be favourites, but can we bring it back in our favour with a home advantage and make it a real 50-50 game, you know?